Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Today, we have a specially pre-recorded program, so you won't be calling in, but you will really want to listen. My guest is, and it's a great honor and pleasure to have on the program, Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little more about Dear Prudence. What I thought was really fun about this whodunit was the way that she would take out her little oil when the wheelchair or the cart wasn't working, and she would grease it. I mean, she was really a fix-it lady in many ways.
Well, she's so A-type personality that she can't bear to see a problem that she doesn't fix. So she has a handbag that happens to have everything she could possibly need in it, everything from shaving foam to, you know, to olive oil, to whatever it is. And, you know, she sees something, she sees a stain, she hears a squeak, you know, whatever it is, she knows how to fix it. And she doesn't bother waiting for someone else to do it, she just does it.
Yeah, it was really fun. It reminded me a little bit of Angela Lansbury's series.
Yes, it is a little bit like that, Murder, She Wrote, but it's different. I'm obviously younger, and there's, you know, a love interest involved, and but yes, I mean, my goodness, I could only hope to be as successful as Angela Lansbury.
So in talking a little more about Prudence, we talked about the message. What would you like viewers to get from it when they walk away? After they've watched it, what would you kind of like them, what do you want to leave them with?
I think it's very uplifting and comedic and entertaining.
Yes.
And I think she's just a really fun character, but at the same time, she's pretty positive if you think about it. She's coming up for a job. She comes up with solutions for everyday women using everyday things. And she basically proves that, you know, when something is wrong and you know, there may be a crime has been committed and people don't listen, don't quit. Don't give up.
Well, and that's...
Be resourceful.
You know, that's your message. And I was going to ask you about that because you've faced a lot in your own life. I mean, you've been through divorce more than once, a near-death experience, bankruptcy, death of your parents, and most recently your mother. How do you stay positive going through those difficult times, Jane?
I think when you've had your own near-death experience, it puts everything in perspective, and you realize how valuable life is, and that really the only thing you take with you is the love you've shared with someone else or something else, and the difference you may or may not have made in the world. And that's it. You don't take anything else with you, and it's very freeing. Because then you realize that, you know, you're motivated to do things, to make a difference. I've just done a documentary called Running Dry that will also be coming out soon, which is all about the world's water crisis. And, you know, I try not to get political, but here I'm dealing with something that matters globally to us.
Because
we can live without oil, but we can't live without water. So, you know, I just choose projects and choose things to do that I feel... can communicate in a positive way with people, and you know, rather than cursing about what we can't do and what's wrong and who's evil and who's done the terrible things, acknowledge, yes, you know, life's tough and rough, but there are things we can do, and maybe it's a small thing you do for someone, and maybe by a series of small things you make a big difference.
You know, one of the things you said in the first interview I did with you that always stayed with me was you had been divorced more than once, and you have stayed friendly with all of these previous husbands, and so many people don't. They become so angry. What's your advice there?
Well, I think, especially if you have children, I think it's really important to find some way that you can relate, because I think your children need to know that at one point you did love one another very much, and that's why you conceived them. And I think when you have loved somebody once in your life, I mean, however painful and hurtful they've been to you, you know, there is an element that you did care. I mean, you did love them at one point. You don't have to love them again, but you can find some way to at least discover some new form of camaraderie or friendship, if you can, or at least be able to be in the same place at the same time so that your kids, you know, are not tortured by it.
Yes, very good. Another thing that you dealt with recently was the loss of your mother, who was so close to your heart. I remembered reading about that, and it came at the time of Dancing with the Stars. What advice do you give, Jane, to folks who are dealing with loss of someone they've loved so much? I lost my mother this year also, but how do you deal with that when you've been that close?
Well, I think the really important thing is to spend as much time with them as you possibly can. You know, you just realize you don't have them forever. And realize that even when they can't talk to you and they can't speak and they can't move, that there's lots of wonderful things you can do for them. You can stroke them and kiss them and love them and, you know, bring flowers and talk to them and just hold them and hug them and let the children hold them and hug them. And, you know, just, you know, don't run away from that period, that time, you know, and realize that when people die, they actually stop feeling pain, both emotionally and physically. And so it's a release. And it will happen to all of us at some point, but the important thing is to celebrate the moment you have with them then.
Yes.
In fact, when my in-laws were dying, when my father-in-law was dying, he'd written a book, Stacy Keach Sr. had written a book about his life and about his wife's life and about their life together and their children. And when he was lying in the last day that he was dying, and he was on the morphine drip, that was my idea. We started reading his book to him. And his wife was sitting there watching him die, and they'd been married for 60-something years, and they'd only ever known one another. And,
yes.
And we were laughing, and we were crying, and he was telling us things, you know. He said, yes, but do you remember this, and do you remember that? And we did it by reading out loud the book that he'd written about their life. And so we celebrated
beautiful.
His life and his love of his family as he was passing on. And I must admit that that was one of the most moving things that I've ever experienced.
Oh, that's incredible. Jane, we have a couple minutes to break. What would you say was the greatest lesson that your mother taught you? I know she was a concentration camp survivor.
Yes, my mother taught me that when life is tough, go out and do something to help someone else and don't expect anything in return. And what will happen is that your problems will subside.
What a great message. All right, we're going to take...
She also taught me one other thing, which I actually is part of the open heart message with the jewelry, which is that you can only ever love someone else when you can love yourself.
What a great message.
And that's the biggest message she taught me.
What a great message. You can only love somebody else when you love yourself.
Yes.
Great message. My guest today is the Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman, Jane Seymour.